You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'll be speaking with this artist very soon. This is Valer with the track Love Me. And we're very excited about it. Yeah. Happy Mondays, everybody. It's Morning Glory with Geneva. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No need for validation, don't need congratulation. I've been waiting long enough, I've been hella patient. And now I'm elevated, while you hella faded. I've been plotting in my mind, making calculation, making sure that my numbers align. And I don't really need a watch, cause I know that it's time, yeah. So just tell them to put me on. I don't care if they're clapping at me, I care if they hear the song. The words that are from my heart are the ones that are in this poem. And the ones that are in this poem are the ones that are on my arm. I carry it when I go, delivery when I flow. So bury it like it's gold and speak it like it's been told. Believe it and receive it, it's something that you should know. If I mean it, I repeat it, it's something that you should know. Said it's something that you should know. If I mean it, I repeat it, it's something that you should know. Of a youngin', his mother didn't love him. Daddy wasn't there, he the only one who cared. Starving with malaria, so bury me here. But God had a different plan, give me an air. Let me tell you about the story, how I made it here. My daddy got a phone call from a lady, yeah. She told him, if you don't get your son, you won't have one soon. Daddy hit the bottle, picked up the phone tomorrow, and told his mother all about his current heavy sorrows. About how we got a son, and he ain't seen her once, and now we gonna die. His mother started to cry, she said, I know you don't believe it. There's a God in the sky, and he gon' save our little man, Dad, I promise you. So look me in my eyes, we need to make a promise to raise a boy into a man, that is all we gotta do. Let us not forget the main task that we gotta do.
I know, I know.
Not around just as much as you want, but daddy gotta go to work, gotta get you to lunch. 7 day George just working on a pour, but he's still not happy with the house that he bought. Was it all worth it struggling while trying to afford a nice white house with a white picket fence? I love you all dearly, I ain't trying to offend. I'm trying to ask better questions so that we can progress. If you don't see the pattern, apologies in advance. See, 7 day George was my daddy's old man. Spent all his time at work, so he wasn't ever there. Daddy grew up feeling that he didn't really care. Then the cycle repeats until somebody else does. Then it came around to me, now I'm picking it up. I really need to break the cycle for the people I love. Got me thinking about the way that I father my son. I think
I know.
Attention, I cannot fail to mention the reason that I made this song is for you. Now listen, see, we all just need to be loved. We all pursuing it in different ways. Please let me hug you in the way that I was never. Somehow I learned better, like I found a buried treasure. I ain't talking about cheddar. Disapproval from a stranger doesn't mean that you lesser. Stop trying to be the man, working hard to impress him. Ladies come and go, but find the one who knows the value of a man who truly love a naked soul. What's the real value of the shoe you paying for? Cause they won't make me love you more. No, I promise that they won't. And why you always seem surprised when you feeling so broke? You thought that clothes would bring you happiness, well baby they won't. Cause happiness is something that you find all in your own, with nobody involved, just you and the creator, mind, body and soul. But I truly hope you find what it is that you looking for. And if you feeling lost, I can point you to the way to go. Cause when I found that I would never be the same before, and I think I finally finally realized that I noticed someone who I think I finally realized that I noticed someone who loves
me. Kia ora everybody, welcome to Morning Glory with Geneva. That was Valley with Love Me, and I am sitting here with him.
Hello, I'm just laughing about how your show's called Morning Glory.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a penis joke. Yeah.
Wait, it was is that how it started?
How did all my morning start, really? this show was started up by Charlotte Ryan, who I suppose came up with the name, and you're interviewing me. I'm supposed to be interviewing you.
That's all right. It's back and forth.
It is. And so you're from Christchurch, and mm-hmm. You were telling me that you actually grew up between Wellington and Christchurch,
correct.
Which is very interesting and quite unusual for a lot of people to do. Which I think is amazing. Yeah. But then, how did you end up getting into music?
Oh, that's a...
It's a hard question. It's a hard question.
The song Love Me is a Van Morrison sample. That's how he made the beat. And he was the initiator of music, or my love for music.
Mm.
Van Morrison, the man himself. So that was like Dad's favourite artist. And then when I came to New Zealand... Dad was constantly playing him all the time. And then he brought me out of my shell, so to speak, because I had a lot of like just human trust issues because of the way that I'd been treated in PNG. Van Morrison music. I don't know why, but it just made me happy. I was like, yes, like it really, I think it sparked. It was like the seed, the musical seed. Yeah.
Wow, total good at. I mean, I reckon that art saves lives for sure, you know.
Definitely, 100%.
In so many different ways,
yeah,
the most 100%. Profound ways.
Mm, 100%.
Been, yeah. And,
no doubt.
And so talking about this Love Me aspect, this is the only track that you've put out so far,
mm-hmm.
and it has really taken off. We're very happy to have you here because we got to pick
Thank
it
you.
Up and play it, and then more stations have also... picked it up as well, nationwide, which is fucking awesome. Let's talk about your dreams.
We can talk about my dreams.
Well, yeah. What do you want out of this? What do you want out of life, with music?
With music, everything. Like everything that there is to potentially obtain. Like just be the best, constantly better myself. Like really. What that looks like, that might be winning a Grammy, that might not be winning a Grammy.
Oh.
Yeah, but the dreams are definitely outlandish and in that direction.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, but I'm just a hungry beast. Like, really though, like actually that's what it is.
And you're talking about how your whakapapa goes back to PNG, Papua New Guinea, and how you are learning about that and connecting with it.
Yeah, great. Definitely.
Would your... you know, next stages of writing be around that self-discovery?
To be honest, currently a little disclaimer, I'm working on an album at the moment.
Woo!
And it's like, I know the introductory single to Valet was Love Me, which is very conscious in its nature, or a word that gets thrown out in the industry is woke. It's quite woke.
Yes.
But the stuff that I've been writing in the past is not that woke. It's still a reflection of me and my journey and my experiences, definitely, but not super woke. So I wouldn't say that I'm making an intentional effort to bring PNG into my music. If it naturally happens, it happens for sure, but it's not like I'm like, I really need to rep my culture.
Hopefully
that's like a byproduct just by itself.
But
you know?
Also, self-discovery is not necessarily like implanting your language or your kind of DNA onto a song. I think sometimes that self-discovery is just like realizing like, yeah, my music's not as woke or at the moment, and maybe I should work on that, or maybe not. Like,
Or maybe not, because it doesn't have to be. Music doesn't have to be. It shouldn't always be woke, because I'm not always woke.
And if you're not always woke. Yeah, no. I mean, I think that's part of it is kind of calling it out for yourself, you know, and being like, oh man, if you're perfect all the time, there's probably something wrong, you know?
Yeah. It might be more of a performance thing.
Philosophy on a Monday. I mean, is this really philosophical, or is this just like common sense?
No, it's philosophical.
Yeah.
Because the root word of philosophy is love or wisdom. It's Greek. So I guess that's what we're
like. You are very smart. I did not know that.
That's right, so I'm learning for you.
So I don't want to talk to you about release dates because obviously this album is still coming into fruition.
Mm.
But
that's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
I love that word, fruition.
Fruition. Yeah, yeah. So in terms of your process, do you think you'll be seeing it come into fruition sometime next year, or do you think it's longer than that or shorter than that?
I think, like, sonically, like the work, music side will be done this side of the year. Whether it's we release it, I'm not sure whether that will be this side of the year. I mean, I would like to say yes, because I'm just like an eager beaver.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it might not happen, but definitely the work side of things will be done this side of the year. Yeah, for sure. Cool. 100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a track for us of an artist that you are listening to at the moment.
Yeah, I just discovered her recently, and she's from my hometown.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this. Oh, sorry, what is your hometown called?
I'm from Port Moresby, and my roots are like in the Highlands, and she's a Highlander herself, but she grew up in Australia.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. We've been talking a little bit on the gram. I slid into her DMs. Yeah, just to like really be like, man, there's like another professional part PNG person out there killing life.
Music?
And she's gangster, so
awesome.
Yeah, I really hope everyone enjoys it.
So what's the song called?
OG Love Kush Part Two. Yeah.
Bye.
All right, well, ka kite anō, and I can't wait to see what you do next, Valet.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Oh, this is nice.
You had the audacity to leave your menthol cigarettes on the kitchen floor. You know how much I hate you smoking and your asthma always acting up on a fool. You're never really on my mind. I just think of you from time to time. Can finally say I'm sleeping well at night. Don't need weed singing me a lullaby. I feel like I'm your mama, cause it's so damn hard just to please you. But now that's not my problem. I got no more OG love kush for you, boo. I feel like I'm your mama, cause it's so damn hard just to please you. But now that's not my problem. I got no more OG love kush for you, boo. I wanna see you do nothing but the best. But in order to do that, I think it would be best. Never leave you on scene, block you off ever with this. Stop imagining that ring. I stop this as if drinking, hoping that I see you on the weekend. Going on my girl's phone to check your time. Not stalking all them bitches that like your profile. Lies your profile, not anymore. I feel like I'm your mama, cause it's so damn hard just to please you. But now that's not my problem. I got no more OG though, cause for you, boo. I feel like I'm your mama, cause it's so damn hard just to please you. But now that's not my problem. I got no more OG love, cause for you, boo. Love, cause for you, boo. No, you ain't that cool. And your breath smell like you too.
BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95BFM.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.